Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, May 18th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage. Glad to be sitting in with you this morning. So thankful for another day on this side of the dirt. Hope it's beautiful wherever you are. Glad you're listening. We're going to be talking this morning about just being around good people. And then usually those good people display the fruits of the Spirit. So where do we get those fruits of the Spirit? How do we get those fruits of the Spirit? And what are they? We're going to talk about that more this morning. Glad you're sitting in with us. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Back with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking about fruits of the Spirit this morning, being around contagious people in a good way. People that make you feel good about life, and usually they display those fruits of the Spirit. We're going to read this morning from Galatians chapter 5. It's a short verse. It says this, starting in verse 22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." You know anybody that displays just two of those qualities, one of those qualities. They're fun to be around. They're somebody that's going to be picking you up and dusting you off and saying, hey, get back in the game. It's going to be okay. And, you know, those are just qualities we should all strive to work for and to display in our lives to other people. But in this day and age, it's so hard. Why is it? Why is it so hard? I think that's simply because we're a selfish generation. For the most part, when you look around at advertising, you know, you look at social media, you look at selfies, you look at all these different things, it all points back to us individually. Me, 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 I. And, you know, I think when you're a difference maker, when you're a kingdom builder, when you're a person that makes a difference in the lives of others, you try to display some of these qualities and try to get them to become ingrained into the fabric of who you are so that you can pass that on to the other people that you come into contact with on a regular basis. What a good just reminder this morning. What attributes? Who wouldn't want to be displaying all those qualities? Think about that from Galatians 5:22 this morning. So glad you're with us. Looking forward to talking a little bit more as we go on this beautiful Sunday morning. Thanks for listening this morning. We're breaking down the fruits of the Spirit's, you know, talking this morning about being a difference maker, being somebody that looks different in this world, acts different in this world, is different in this world, because guess what? You're not putting yourself first. You're putting other people first. I was thinking about this as I was writing all this together this week and thought about a teacher that I knew up in Tennessee that was actually one of my son's teachers in the second grade, Miss Rebecca LaForest. Rebecca passed away a few years ago, but she was just a fantastic person, probably the greatest teacher I've ever met, whether as a coworker or as a student or as a co-teacher or whatever it may be. She just connected with kids in a way that most teachers would dream of. What she taught my sons about the fruits of the Spirit. And I remember we were driving home from school one day. I had a lot going on, had a bunch of papers to grade, was, you know, probably worked out about just things in life and just stress levels were up and just needed a reality check. But we were driving home and this guy, I'm telling you, came out of nowhere and cut me off, passed around me on a 2-lane road, old country road, nearly made me wreck. And man, I started shaking my fist and in my heart said a bunch of other things I probably shouldn't have been saying, but enough to where my boys heard me grumbling up front and my son leaned up from the back seat and he goes, "Dad, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit." And y'all, I was so convicted. I was so just, you know, I was so mad and felt so justified in being angry at this individual in traffic. But when my son leaned up from the back seat, Sumner did, and he said, "Dad, fruits of the Spirit, fruits of the Spirit." I went, man, you know what? You're right. And it was such a convicting moment, but so proud of my son for bringing that out and reminding me of that. But especially in the moment, in the heat of the moment there. But one other thing I want to tell you about Ms. LaForest that was really cool. First time I met her, I walked into her classroom. It was my first year teaching school there, and she had a bunch of frogs all over her classroom. And I was like, okay, this lady likes frogs. Whatever that's all about. And I just always thought it was kind of strange that Miss LaForest liked frogs. And that was, you know, her thing. But I just, okay, everybody's different. So fast forward about a year, I guess it's when Sumner had her as a teacher. And I found out pretty early on what those frogs were all about. When my son was in the classroom every day with her. And what Rebecca always reminded those kids is that God loved them and that Jesus died for them and that, you know, that's what it's all about, is that grace and that love of Christ. And the frogs represented an acronym, F-R-O-G, Fully Rely on God. And just while we were talking about Miss LaForest, I thought that was just appropriate. Maybe that impacts you this morning. I hope it does. Just, you know, think about a frog. Just anytime you see one, anytime I see a frog anymore, I think, oh, Miss LaForest, and I know, hey, fully rely on God. It's just a good reminder. We're going to be back here in just a few. Been enjoying this conversation. Grab a cup of coffee, and we'll be back here in just a few. So glad you're sitting in with us this morning. It's another beautiful Sunday morning. We're talking about just the attributes and the personality traits that we show in our reactions to this world. You know, I've said it before, there's nothing in this world we control. We can't control anything that comes at us. All we can control is our reaction to what comes at us. I call it our heartitude. You know, are we ready for whatever's coming at us today, or are we not? And, you know, I think one way we can be ready is to discipline ourselves and try to display the fruits of the Spirit where we can. We talked about these earlier, but if you could display any of these attributes, I think it'd be pretty cool just to have one, much less all nine. But check this out. If you can display love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, can you display those? I mean, what a tremendous impact you would have in this world if you could display those on a regular basis. And, you know, I think that it just goes towards being a selfless individual. We were talking about that a little bit earlier this morning, but just about being selfless. And, you know, in this day and age, it's so hard to be selfless. It's such a selfish world out there. And I'm not being judgmental. I'm just compared to what I grew up, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, this world is, there's a lot more emphasis on the word self and a lot more focus turned inwards for most people. And I think when we can be selfless, when we can, you know, display those fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, man, what a difference maker. I mean, people are just going to look at you and go, man, who is that? I want to get to know. I want to hang around that person, right? Because you're probably going to be a pretty positive individual. And I think a lot of it boils down to, as well, is just control. You know, so many times we just want to hold the reins tight, right? It's our ship. It's our horse and buggy. We're holding on to this thing with everything we got. God's got other things, right? He's too big for me, and this is such a small problem or something for me to hold on to. I'm just going to hold on to it myself. But, y'all, when we let go and let God, it's amazing. And we just focus on serving other people. It's amazing what He'll do in our lives. It really is. And that's a shout-out to my old friend, Miss Barbara. Let go. She used to say that. Let go and let God. Something that struck me right there after it named all these attributes of the fruits of the Spirit, but it said, against such there is no law. Y'all, that basically means it's not illegal. It's free. We can do that. We can display those characteristics in our lives on a daily basis, and there's nothing wrong with it. Against such there is no law. And I just think that's a nice way, or an interesting way of saying, do it. You know, I mean, what does it cost you to be nice to somebody? You know, I remember growing up, people used to say, well, smiles are free and hugs are free, right? I mean, who doesn't like to be encouraged? And that's what it's all about. We're talking about that, and we talk about it week in and week out. Encourage somebody this week. Display some fruits of the Spirit, and see where you can get better. I'm going to do the same, and I'm so glad you're listening this morning. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Shaw Gage in with you this morning. So glad you're listening. We're talking about characteristics that make us more fun to be around, right? Fruits of the Spirit. We've heard it. You know, a lot of us have heard that our whole lives. But fruits of the Spirit, they're all good things. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Y'all, if you can live a life and display those characteristics on a regular basis, you're going to make a difference in this world. There's no doubt about it. And if you don't, you know, it's time to start working on it. You know, it reminds me, I went to the doctor this week, and doctor told me, I'm at that point, Mr. Gage, it's time to knock a few pounds off. You got to lose a little bit of weight. So push away from the table a little bit. Now, look, I like to eat. I like to cook. I like to eat even more. But I'm going to have to work on that. And I was thinking about the exercises that I'm going to have to do and start a new regimen. But it's a lot like that with the fruits of the spirit. You know, I've got to exercise those muscles too. If I don't get a workout in joy and love and peace and self-control and gentleness, if I don't work those muscles out or those characteristics out, so if I don't give those an opportunity to come up in my life or be displayed in my life, I'm not going to be very good at it. So that's my challenge to you this week, or my encouragement to you this week is, pick out one or two of those fruits and say, God, where can I get better at this? You know, how can I become a better person by displaying long suffering or gentleness or any of the other ones? You know, self-control. I know that's one God's already laid on my heart to be working on. You've heard me talk several times about issues, but particularly in traffic. for some reason, that Highway 280 gets me a lot of times. But that's a good place to practice self-control. And that's what I'm going to be working on. I can tell you that right now. But I would encourage you to do the same thing. And, share that with somebody. If you got a next door neighbor or a friend or a coworker, just, hey, this is something I'm working on. And I thought it'd be a good idea if you could help pray me through this, because I'm going to need it. But you know what? And the whole point of it is just to not be about ourselves, but it's about being an encouragement to other people in our lives. Because, you know, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. We can't take anything with us when we go except for each other. It starts one conversation at a time, and it starts with you. So glad you're listening this morning. You know, don't you just want to be encouragement to people? Don't you want to be a positive influence? Isn't it fun to be around fun people? You know, and I think if you can encourage people and you can display these characteristics we've been talking about this morning, the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Y'all, if we can display those in our lives, we're going to be difference makers. And that's what we were sent here to do, I believe. I believe that's my role here, is to be an encourager. And I believe that each of us have a different role. Each of us have different talents and strengths. And, you know, like we talked about a few weeks ago about being part of the body of Christ, every body part has a different function. And we all have different functions as being a part of the body of Christ. And so, just very interesting passage this morning talking about all these things, because there's several of these that I'm okay at. There's several of them that I need a lot of work at. None of them have I mastered. And, I think it's just a good reminder of something I can get better at. And I'm gonna pray about that, and I'm going to work on that, and I hope you will too. And, just so that I can continue to encourage people. And, you know, I thought it would be kind of cool, basically over the next few weeks, we'll just take these characteristics one at a time. And, we'll just break those words down, what they mean, where we've seen those attributes displayed in real life. And I think it'll be a fun way to kind of look at and break this down just a little bit deeper. If it's something you struggle with, great. Maybe it'll be an encouragement to you. And if it's something that you're good at, maybe you could add something to the story as well, in your own particular way. And remember, against these things, there is no law. So they're free, they're easy to do. And I won't say they're easy to do, but, it's easy to display in a world that needs it, because you know what? There's just a lot of angst out there. There's a lot of heaviness out there, whether you're talking about politics or neighborhood association meetings, or somebody did something at the pool, or in traffic. I'll pick on myself there, but we just need encouragement. It's such a tough world to begin with. Why add extra heaviness and burden to that? Why not be a difference maker? Why not shed a little light on the situation and make people feel, you know, make them feel better when after they leave the conversation with you? Don't you just love that when you meet somebody and you feel better about yourself when you walk away from that conversation? That's my encouragement. Display these fruits of the Spirit somewhere in your life this week. Maybe you got a coworker. Maybe you've got a friend. Maybe you've got a neighbor. Who knows? But just pray about it and see where God leads you. So glad you're listening to us this morning. Wow, can't believe we're already to the close of another show. Thank you so much for being a part of this one. Hope you've enjoyed the conversation. Hope it's challenged you. Hope you've been encouraged through what we've been talking about, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, it's a workout, like we talked about, just like lifting weights or jogging or pushing away from the table. But these fruits of the Spirit, it's a spiritual workout, and you got to pray about it, and you got to display them, and you got to discipline yourself. I know I do. But I challenge us all to be encouraged this week and to dig a little deeper and get a little better. And let's display these fruits of the Spirit somewhere, somehow, that we typically don't. Maybe it's the gym. Maybe it's the you know, the school, maybe it's the workplace, maybe it's in your neighborhood, just walking up and down the streets. But stop and have a word of encouragement with somebody. You know, nothing better than somebody, you know, making you put a smile on your face. I tell my boys that every day. I said, if you can use a five-syllable word, I don't know why I do that, but if you could use a five-syllable word and make people smile every day, you've lived a pretty full life. And you know what? There's a whole lot worse things to do than make people smile. That's something I try to do. That's my encouragement. And I don't care how corny it is, the joke or the funny face that I make for a kid or whatever it may be. If I can make somebody smile, y'all, that makes it all worth it for me. So what are your gifts? What are your talents? Embrace those and let the Lord encourage you where you need to go and how you need to work out those things. But just focus on that this week. Pray about it. See where God leads you, and be interested to know how your week goes this next week. So glad you listening to us this morning. Thank you for listening over the last several weeks. It's been so much fun to be a part of the show. And next week, like I said, we'll be talking more and more about these fruits of the Spirit individually. So we'll be breaking down love next week, and we'll just kind of go through the whole thing. But hope you're enjoying it, as am I, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.